Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Palm Sunday, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled Humility in the Kingdom of God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. His state was divine, yet he did not cling to his equality with God, but emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave, and became as men are. And being as all men are, he was humbler yet, even to accepting death, death on a cross. But God raised him high and gave him the name which is above all other names, so that all beings in the heavens and on the earth and in the underworld should bend their knee at the name of the Jesus, and that every tongue should acclaim, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I am a baby boomer, maybe like many of you. There are a great number of us. And our parents raised us to have confidence in ourselves and to go for the best in our lives. And so we pass it on to our children, Gen X, the millennials, Gen Z, so on. Don't know if I've got them all right. And on the surface, it seems like a gift. Be the best that you can be. Go for your dreams. You can do whatever you set your mind to. But I wonder how many of the younger generations reflected on how much our parents sacrificed to get to that place. They earned the title of the greatest generation. It was a title popularized by Tom Brokaw's 1998 book, in which he lauded their resilience and their sacrifices. And as I reflect upon my own parents' life, I can see that resilience and sacrifice. A father who survived the Great Depression on a farm in Michigan, dinner often consisting only of cornbread and milk. A father who went on to serve in the Korean War. A mother of Mexican immigrants, later becoming naturalized citizens. Even though she was born here in the States, her parents naturalized. She served the World War II effort, working in an airplane factory, and went on to be the first family member to go to college and became a registered nurse. Resilience and sacrifice, but humble, never talking about their sacrifices, accepting those sacrifices as just doing what had to be done. Simple people of faith who answered Jesus' call to love. And by example, demonstrated a life of humility. Humility, not a virtue highly valued by today's society. The virtue is often tempered with, you can be humble, but you don't have to be a doormat. I don't know if Jesus would have tempered humility at all. He might have said, what's so wrong in being a doormat? Doormats serve a good purpose. They keep the house clean from outside dirt. After all, in our second reading today, St. Paul tells us, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. What greater humility than to be God, but not use it? At any moment, Jesus could have revealed himself to the Pharisees and Sadducees and silenced them. But instead, he chose to try to teach them through the love of a humble Nazarene. He tried to get them to see that a humble human life could be so much more than they were doing. For every human life is made in God's image. And when we follow our Lord, we can be what we were really meant to be. Again from Philippians. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, being obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The supreme example of humility, freedom from pride and arrogance, putting others' needs before his own. Jesus knew his sacrifice would save all mankind from sin and make it possible for them to be renewed in their relationship with God and to have the chance of eternal life. Today, on Palm Sunday, we celebrate the Lord's Passion. How can that be? We celebrate the death and the crucifixion of our Lord and our God. Shouldn't we be mourning and grieving? And yet we know that our Lord's sacrifice will bring our salvation. So, though his passion causes us to reflect and sorrow on the pain that he suffered for us. It is also a cause to celebrate the end game of salvation. And all of this flowed from the example of a humble life. For even in his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, there was no grasping at glory. There was only the humble request to ride on a colt, a young, untrained donkey. Surely a king would ride a noble stallion. But our Lord gives us another example of what a true king would be, focused not on himself, but on his people. As I was reading today's scripture, my eyes strayed up one verse. And there I saw a challenge given us in the line of scripture, Philippians 2, verse 5. It reads, in your minds, you must be the same as Christ Jesus. What a challenge to empty oneself as our Lord did, to let go of personal ego and put the needs of others first. I wonder what our world would look like if the virtue of humility was truly revered and more people chose to live a humble life, not focusing on their personal ego, but looking to the needs of others. I wonder, maybe it would look like the kingdom of God.